Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The word is George W. Bush basically has organic brain syndrome and early onset of Alzheimer's. And that's the word from inside sources. It's also leaked in the media that he just sits in the bathtub all day. Well, he was on Jay Leno's show, and it looked highly scripted and like he had trouble talking. So there you go. I feel sorry for him. Probably hire him as a reporter. But let's go ahead and go to Malachi in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, I have some critical info for you I want you to break down and I want your opinion on. But first, I must say that when I look at this LAX shooting and all these others, I can't help but be reminded of when you covered Mrs. Feinstein lovingly saying, smiling at the camera, saying more of these events will happen again. Do you remember that?
Yes, I was watching it live and was stunned by it. She goes, there will be more. And she smiles like a witch. And her little tongue licks out, smelling the blood of dead children with pleasure. You know, a snake smells with its little tonguey-wongy. And I think we should show her say that and then show the more mass shootings and then show the article where Bloomberg was primed the day before and put out the orders, get ready for the next mass shooting. So, I mean, clearly there's major scripting going on here. I'd forgotten about that. Very good point.
Yes, well, on to my main info that I wanted you to break down. Alex, I believe it was last Friday. I could hear it in your voice when you're saying that we need to repent. There was just a different tone in your voice that day, and I'm a Christian myself. And
I think that was like two Fridays ago, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know why that happens? Because sometimes I get really evil. Most of the time I'm really sweet and loving, but sometimes I think we all do this, get really rage-filled and really evil. And then I always repent when I felt like that. It's we all have it. It's different moods, different mindsets. It's not like a true other personality, but it goes into that realm.
Yes, and I feel the same way at times. I'm a Christian myself, and when we look at these 501c3 churches and, you know, the clergy...
These houses of iniquity, these deviltry operations.
Yes, the clergy response teams and the mega pastors like Rick Warren combining Islam and Christianity. I had to ask myself, why? Why is this happening? Why is mainstream Christianity falling away?
Like, or to quote Pastor Hagee, Jesus Christ was not the Son of God. He was a Jewish rebel and an enemy. And I remember when I first quoted that, people didn't believe me. I can play the clip. He wrote a book saying Jesus is not the Messiah. And Christians are just like, Now, he was an enemy of Israel and was dealt with. And I mean, it's like, wow, these guys can get away with anything. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so
I'm Pastor Hagee, and when I'm not preaching, I'm in McDonald's commercials dressed up as Grimace. No outfit is needed. Sorry.
So I started to research why...
How about a fake voice? I can broadcast like in that kind of voice. I'm Alex Jones. It's almost like a Thurston Howell the Third voice mixed with an authoritative preacher. I actually know people that know him. I'm not going to say it. I had family that... I'm just not going to get into it. Down in San Antonio. But let's just say this. Pastor Hagee is not what he seems. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's kind of fun to talk like Hagee. Go ahead and make a point. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
So I started to research, why is Christianity falling away like this? Mainstream Christianity.
Because they're not worshiping Hagee.
Yeah, and who better to get that answer from than Jesus Christ himself? He said in John 14:15, if you love me, obey my commandments. He said in Matthew 5, I did not come to abolish the law of Moses, I came to fulfill it. And you know, Alex, I mean, Christianity came from the Roman Empire, and they changed the seventh day, which is God's holy day, to Sunday. Constantine, the emperor of Rome.
But Christ also talked about the Pharisees always overdoing the law, making that a prison, so that people get into so much legalese, the church fractures into a million different pieces. But I hear what you're saying. We shouldn't have state-run media. God bless you. I appreciate your call. God judges the heart, brother. That's what matters. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The deal. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a few minutes, and then we are going to get to all the hardcore serious news. I'm always too serious, and then some days I kind of go off the reservation because I tell you, I've gone to two cups of coffee a day. I have a cup in the morning, and then I have a cup if I got to work late at like 3 or 4 o'clock so I can work till 7, 8, 9 at night, or I have a pollen burst, but I was real bad this morning. And I got up at about 5 a.m., and I've probably had 5 cups of coffee now I think about it. And I am literally bouncing off the walls right now. So it is very hard for me to even, because my wife had to go get a dental appointment early this morning. So I did the breakfast and the getting the kids to school, because they go to a homeschool academy 3 days a week. And so I was Mr. Mom this morning, and so... I had too much coffee. Too much coffee, man. Like, what happens when you combine too much coffee, man, from Beavis and Butthead? I am Corn Julio. You then add that into Alex Jones, and what do you get? Something pretty scary. We've got all this news. I've got to get to Obama the dictator even hitting mainstream news. I've got to get into Donald Sutherland and their plan. I've got to get into the latest on Fukushima. I've got to get into father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. But first off, Harry Grothjohn It's got to be 14, 15, 16 years ago. I don't know. Late 90s put me on WBCR 1470. And we're on another fine station in the area as well that we support and are on, and we appreciate them. It's all about getting the info out, and I support that station as well. But WBCR 1470 was a little station with hardly any ratings, and after years of us being on there, it got high ratings. And that's a reason then suddenly all over Tennessee, I think we're on like six stations in Tennessee now. That's pretty good for us. Places like Nashville, Knoxville, a bunch of places, because of WBCR. WBCR, when I was on Republic Radio, the original Republic Radio, picked up my show. It's got to be like 1998, something like that. And then the only other older affiliates were Dr. Wolf, God bless him, he died, a Jewish Christian fellow, a really good friend of mine, but his son, and people still run those in upstate New York. I'm on two stations in Rochester and one other still that are older. Dr. Wolf, great guy. I've always enjoyed talking to him. Such a gentleman. So it is our next to oldest affiliate. They're doing something very exciting with their little 1,000-watt AM that's just literally has hundreds of thousands of listeners now with Patriot Radio, True Success Story, pro-life, pro-liberty, truly Christian station as well. They're going with a big FM station. But they're doing a fundraiser, and I, with horror, hadn't done liners in about 2-3 weeks for all our affiliates. There's a big stack of them. And they said, look, you got to do this. And they go, by the way, your oldest affiliate says they need your help. They never asked for help. You're not doing it. And I went, oh, my gosh, WBCR is doing a fundraiser. They've never done it to get a big FM transmitter. And it's very expensive to do that and to get all the final licensing and stuff. I need to support them. So we are supporting them, and I want to tell our national listeners, you name it. You don't hear a lot of this on the show, but we're going to try to support our local affiliates even more. We should do this more. I'm just so busy and so crazy. Point is, they're absolutely essential. 90% of our audience or more is AM and FM. Internet's all sexy and big and has a big effect and becomes a talking point for liberty. But reaching the masses, it's AM and FM, over 160 stations, and we're talking to station number 3 here. Now, a lot of stations have come and gone in 18 years on air. But this is the oldest continual one after the New York stations. Harry Groth, John, just a few minutes with us. I really appreciate you, sir. Tell folks the website, the phone number, how people can donate nationally, not just locally, to absolute pro-liberty, pro-life, hardcore patriots that have changed the political face of Tennessee.
Thank you, Alex Jones.
Well, how can we help you, sir? God bless you.
We are taking donations at www.truthradio.tv by credit card. We are in competition with another buyer from Chattanooga and to buy an existing FM. And we've got till the end of the year to come up with the biggest down payment we can make to get in the game of reaching 80% of the population who listens to FM only. And we appreciate your endorsing this effort and our faithfulness to the cause of liberty.
Well, absolutely. But again, I've seen this before. We get on one station for 4 or 5 years, and it ends up getting high ratings. That changes the face of whole regions. You helped us knock the door down in Tennessee. That's spread now into Kansas, into Missouri, and into Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana. It's like a war. And we didn't, like Limbaugh had hundreds of stations paid for up front to get him on. Then later they had to pay to get him. But the point is, he had big money, Roger Ailes, behind him that started Fox News. Later, we had little mom and pops like you. So we stand with you in the great message of liberty, Mr. Grothjohn. So again, tell folks how they can donate.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I've gotten emails from people who work in Atlanta or in Birmingham and have been driving through the area and would pick up your program and become internet listeners. So hopefully, you know, we're going to be able to.
No, you're one of the first big walls. You were one of the first people to blow a hole in talk radio for us to enter. I mean, again, you were right there. That's why it's so great to talk to you. Helping this broadcast up front, absolutely give us a breach over the wall. So God bless you and your listeners.
Yes, the listeners, you know, are doing it. They are. We have over 100 listeners that have made donations already. We need 2,500 listeners to make donations of $20 as a minimum to reach the threshold. And we hope that, you know, we will continue to reach those who are listening for the truth and want to hear the reality of alternative news.
And regardless, it's so good to have a 24-hour station putting out nothing but liberty messages so it's not diluted. Regardless, even if you're not able to raise enough money, you can put it into the station, put it into promotion, and then it's a pure donation in the info war to a station that's been so faithful to liberty, and I know through a lot of adversity, Mr. Grothjohn.
Why we're going to the listeners and doing it this way, Mr. Joan, is because we've actually taken $250,000 in capital from our studio building because we had a business plan to build our own tower instead of leasing one. And the interest rates and the cost of the land worked out to where we are actually building a new AM tower 5 miles further into the population center of our service area to reach two towns that we haven't reached before with the local signal. And so we've got $250,000 invested in the FM, in the AM station only right now. And that's why we needed the capital support of the listeners to extend our resources to be able to compete and buy the FM. So,
well, that's right. And if folks won't spend money to get the message of liberty out, we're lost, which they will. This is an absolute war. And so, again, give folks the website, the phone number if they want to call and donate.
It's truthradio.tv. Truthradio.tv, and the phone number is 865-984-1470.
Give it out one more time. Yeah, give it out again.
865-984-1470. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Truthradio.tv. And listen, let's talk again sometime. It's always good to hear your voice. I don't think we probably talked in 5 years.
Anytime. The honor is mine.
Harry, can you believe how crazy the world's gotten and that it's even worse than I said?
Yeah, the struggle that, what we're doing here, you know, in Truth Radio land, Alex, is we have the only listenership that I know of in radio that wants a newsletter to talk about what's going on with the Agenda 21 and how we are defeating it in our local community. We actually defeated Agenda 21 and the international maintenance code regulations trying to be established in our
county. No, I know. I follow it. You guys are changing the face of Tennessee. And again, if people will go get these mom-and-pop stations, support them, and really get behind them, we can take our towns and our cities back. That's all it takes is people willing to stand up against evil.
The phrase that we're using is, look, you won't be able to live free if your neighbor doesn't. Help us, you know, spread the truth and to others who want to live free, and you'll be able to do it.
Truthradio.tv, folks, go there and donate $20 today so they can get their goal to get on a bigger FM. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Harry Grothjohn. And I just think about people that have been standing with us so long. We stand with them, and it's really that simple. Okay, I got to go to your calls. Let's jam in Marcos as we go to break here in about a minute and a half. Marcos in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.
A couple weeks ago, I proposed a resolution to preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States, the state of North Carolina, and the sovereign right of the individual to keep and bear arms, even in the face of an emergency gun confiscation. That was pending review before the Raleigh City Council for 2 weeks. I went back yesterday to ask them what their determination was, and after having lost the paperwork and not having it on the agenda, then being, you know, graciously allowing me to present it even without it being officially on the agenda, they heard it. A counselor actually made a motion in support of it, and then it died without a second. So I just wanted.
Well, that's what you got to do. And for those that don't know, your new governor says he's coming for your guns.
Yep. Well. There's an article on Planet InfoWars. Raleigh shoots down the Second Amendment. Resolution dies without second. But liberty is rising. We are definitely making some headway here.
I tell you what, we'll post that article in the Second Amendment section right now. Raleigh shoots down Second Amendment. We'll pull that up on planetinfowars.com. We'll get that up on infowars.com. All right. Ray, Josh, Mike, others, stay with us. We'll be back.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Get to your calls here because I've got to get to all this news we haven't covered yet on Fukushima, Obama openly being a dictator now. I'm just calmly saying that. It's actually happening and no one seems upset. Some people are upset, but not enough. Father arrested for trying to pick up kids. That video's coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com. Right now, let's go to Josh in Georgia. We have a Josh that works here from Georgia. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, brother.
Awesome. Long-time fan, long-time listener. I just wanted to touch on a few things. If the Second Amendment is considered the teeth to the Constitution, I would consider the first the brains and the fourth the backbone. And I want to read something here, if you don't mind. Quote, citizens may resist unlawful arrest to the point of taking an arresting officer's life if necessary. End quote. Plumer versus State, 136 IND.306. And it was upheld in the Supreme Court in the case John Bad Elk versus the U.S., 177 U.S. 529. Now, first and foremost, I want to say I'm not in any way, shape, or form advocating violence.
No, but I mean, if a cop wants to try to rape you, you have a right to fight back until death. And they just had to pass another law explaining that in Indiana. And it's true. And I've heard our awesome police chief say it doesn't matter if a cop's wrong. You got to let them do whatever they want. And that's madness. I mean, that's North Korea. I mean, it's like Obama is breaking all these laws. They go, well, he's the president. And it's not bad if the president does it. Well, that's Nixonian. The state is not God. Police are designated by an incorporated area of people under state law. You hire professionals to do the work for you. They are servants. But now they're saying, no, we are the masters. That has an ancient name. It's called tyranny.
Amen, brother. And that's where all of this, and I just, what brought me to this was watching the father being arrested, you know, trying to pick up the kids maybe 2 hours ago. And it's that sort of thing that we need to stop allowing ourselves, they're allowing to happen.
No, that's why cops will walk up, if you're 200 yards away from them doing a stop or something, and they'll go, turn your camera off. And I'm like, First Amendment. And they're like, I'll arrest you. And they're like, you really think you're God? All right, turn around, you're going to jail. Well, they got to be sued because it allows bad people to act like that when you don't stand up to them. The problem is, again, most police I talk to are actually awake, but they're trying to put all the bad ones in under federal training, federal grants. It's a very dangerous situation.
It's a very dangerous situation. And the problem is, and granted, I understand not trying to cause a problem, or if you're trying to get somewhere, you're not wanting to be held up.
Sure, but at a certain point, you can't bend over anymore. I mean, bending over is only making things worse.
And allowing yourself to be kidnapped and put in jail and then go through the whole broken legal process to get, you know, compensation and get your lawsuit through, you're still bending over and allowing your rights to...
Sure, well, here's the deal. They're already coming for everybody's kids and the guns, and that's going to start it. It always does. Santa Ana tried it. King George tried it. And it doesn't matter if they get the majority of the sheep to sit there and suck their thumbs. They want to make all of us that produce their slaves. That's why they list us as the enemy. Red-blooded, hardworking, we're the enemy. And so it's like, all right, you know, you really want a war, you'll probably get one. They'll blow stuff up to blame it on us, have the moral high ground. That isn't going to work anymore. And look, my whole issue is the average cop of the Civil War kicks off is not the target. If they don't corner you or whatever, you know, if they corner you, you got to protect yourself. That's the way it is. The bureaucrats, the scum, the corporate heads, the people that did all this, they're the ones. They need to pay. And they will pay when all of it comes down, if they keep pushing it. And look, I don't say that as a threat. That's a historical fact. When we take America back, and they have Nuremberg too, I want all these people ferreted out of Luxembourg and Switzerland and everywhere else, and we're going to take them back here and give them jury trials, and then we're going to take them out to public squares, and we're going to hang them, and their little necks are going to sit there and pop one after the other. I probably won't be alive. It'll be a long time from now. A lot of us are going to get wiped out if we don't turn things around. But if it goes to all this, I know in my gut, they are going to hang high, and they know it too. They are the worst criminals you can imagine. Is that what you were getting at today, sir?
Pretty much, but we've got to start standing up for it and you know, going and having the lawsuits. And you know, like you said,
we need to speak out, lawsuit, get involved, do everything we can so the Civil War doesn't start. We need to do everything we can. But I'm telling you, they're spoiling for a fight, and we're not. It's just like in Lexington and Concord. Here came the, you know, 10-1 British Redcoats, and the local militia was there. They were coming to confiscate the guns from the church where they kept them. And they said, look, they paraphrase the words, don't start, don't fire first. But if they fire and attack us, let them have it, because if they want a war, they're going to get one. And the shot heard around the world happened when the Redcoats said, lay down your guys, we're going to kill you. Lay them down. And they didn't lay them down, so they fired. And you know what? They ended up defeating that group, and a larger group got together and routed them. And then the rest is history.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've got it. The
transmission's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, folks, I'm not ready to announce the surprises we're going to have in Dallas for everybody. But tonight, 8 o'clock Central, at the Federal Reserve, you want to be there to get all the free flyers and stuff to hand out to people. So, again, you want to definitely come up there. The flyer says, the establishment killed me 50 years ago, and now they're killing free speech. The people are fighting back with the image of Kennedy. And on the other side, it says, the people are fighting back. Operation Liberty is in full swing. Anyways, InfoWars.com/show if you want to be able to watch the show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're making some big announcements on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I'll be broadcasting from Dallas with my reporters on the ground. And I'll be on the ground Friday down there leading a march live on air for the First Amendment. But right now, I want to get to this really serious article and then back to your calls and back to a report from John Bowne and Rob Jacobson on the streets at Dealey Plaza as they shut down more of the areas. Father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. You don't need a reason as a parent to go get your children. They are our children. A father was arrested for attempting to pick up his kids from school in a startling new example of how the state is increasingly treating children as its own property. Making a stand against what he considered a dangerous and illegal new school policy that forces parents to wait in a line of cars outside until children are released at 2:35 p.m., Jim Howell, who I want to get on the show, guys, tried to walk his kids out of South Cumberland Elementary, but was arrested and now faces charges of disorderly conduct. You don't need a reason as a parent to get your children. There are children, Howell states in a video of the incident. And again, he's totally polite, totally nice, and the cop gets loud and says he's causing a problem. The officer, the guard, who made the arrest of the slave, sheriff, deputy, and school resource officer Avery H., responds to Howell's attempt to pick up his own children by stating, "I'm going to call some help down here, and we're going to take you to jail right now. I'm not putting up with this today. You're being childish, and it's uncalled for." They're totally turning the schools into prisons, folks. Social engineering that the parents can't get near them. They're little prisons. They advertise them as mass shooting zones. The school secretary attempts to get Howell to fill a form out to authorize the children to leave the school on their own, which Howell refuses to sign because he's escorting the children out of the school, stating, "They're walking with me when school's dismissed per state law." Then they go ahead and arrest him. The issue is, this is why everybody's trying to homeschool. So this is going to raise taxes where you can't afford to, you know, have somebody stay home and take care of the kids. It's not that the average teacher, even the average school cop's a bad person. They don't know they're in a social engineering system. They haven't read all the government documents. They don't know that it's actually run and approved by Wackenhut and others to prepare kids for prison life. They don't know that your kids are sent to school, learn how to use drugs and have sex. They don't understand the big picture of the social engineering. But the globalists are on record. The schools are meant to metastasize and take over the country, where now schools go, "Yeah, the neighbors saw Jimmy playing with an orange Nerf gun in his backyard with friends. They were shooting at each other with them with the Nerf guns." That's what you're supposed to do. You know, like when you go to Laser Blazer and play laser tag, when they go call a SWAT team on that. Imagine they send some globalist socialist in and they go, "I saw people with ray guns shooting each other. Call the SWAT team." I mean, that's how. But the school acts like it's normal. "Oh, yes, we are shutting Billy out for 2 weeks and then charging him with truancy because he had an orange and yellow Nerf gun with Bobby in the backyard." It's like neighbors see a 2.5-year-old peeing on the side of the house and they call the police on him and the cop arrests, you know, the dad or whatever. I mean, this is just like you see a little kid peeing in the yard. That's what little kids do. I mean, I've had kids up to age 4 at the beach just start peeing in the water. You go, hey, whoa. You got to go back to the hotel to do that. And how many times has the other kids peeing in public and call the police? People, there was some woman 2 weeks ago who was in a bar and saw people drinking and called the police and said, "There's people drunk in here," and the cops arrested her. "Or my hamburger's not warm. I'm calling the police on you." Let me make this clear. The police are out of control. The public is even worse. It's pathetic. And this father, I mean, this happens everywhere now where it's like a jail guard. You got to have an ID and you can't get your kids. And all the schools do this now. They bring your kids out and then, like, shoot them out into traffic to pick them up. Even private schools do this now. And it's dangerous. So he didn't like that. He wanted to pick his children up, and he got arrested. Here is part of the video. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. Do we have the video of the... Okay, well, that's all right. The TriCaster sometimes has little problems. But as soon as we get that, we have it queued up, we'll get that. We haven't had that happen in a while. And again, this speaks to just what's happened in our culture, what's happened in our society. And again, the plan, as MSNBC said, is that the state runs your kids. In fact, Watson's article lists all this, where California actually says your kids belong to them. The feds are saying you're going to have an assigned government social worker from birth, even if you're wealthy. Even if you have no criminal record, even if you're middle class, you will have them in your life. They will be their third mommy or daddy, and they will teach your child how to, you know what? They're going to teach your five-year-old how to do you know what. So that's just, they're going to do it. If you don't like it, you'll be arrested. So let's go ahead and go to the takeover of society by the social engineers, by the parasites. Here is the clip.
"They're walking with me when school is dismissed."
"No, they're not."
"Per state law, yes, they are."
"No."
"No, you're really barking up the wrong tree.
You're barking up to some county jail where you go."
"It's fine. I've been there before."
"Good. You're about to go there again."
"That's no problem. You just open yourself up for a lawsuit to get another one."
Go get your lawsuit. I don't care. You're not intimidating me, Jim. I don't care. How many lawyers you...
I'm not raising my voice. I'm not confrontational. I want my kids.
You're a confrontation.
Nope.
You're starting.
Nope. I just started. You started.
You're going to get this?
I'm going to read this in the contract. What's the difference?
That's fine. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
There's no difference. I'm up here walking to get my kids. There's no difference in a...
You have to go by the school rules. You don't call the sheriff on me. The sheriff has nothing to do with coming out for the day.
School's dismissed. Kids go with me.
No, it's not how it works. It's not how it works.
Mr. Green.
I'm asking you to do the same thing that other parents are doing.
I can't stand in line and I'm walking. Pick my kids up.
Kids that walk, wait in line for buses.
But kids that walk by themselves. I'm here to pick my child up walking. There's a difference. It's walk or parent.
You're trying to be difficult.
Nope.
Not childish. Make sure you record that.
Not trying to be childish. School is over. My child is being...
You're trying everything, every day.
This whole thing is going to get changed. It doesn't matter.
Who say it?
I say. Watch.
Oh, you're the boss?
I want...
Are you the secretary of the schools?
I don't need much help.
Are you the legislator in Nashville?
No.
What makes you
think that? But I'm like the other several hundred out here that don't like this.
They don't want parents coming in the...
Guess what?
Government training center.
No, we're not going to argue about it. Here's the rule. Here's a TCA code. School is out. My children are being given to me. When school is out.
It don't say when. But they have.
Back it up 10 seconds. They belong to you all the time. They're just training you that, oh, they belong to them when they're there. Now they belong to him. No, it's worse than that. They belong to you all the time. And the answer is leave the government training camps in the property tax. This is the social engineering plan by the communists 120 years ago on record. Dewey, all of it. It's all on record to wreck the country. And now look at Obama. Look at all these people. They're in there teaching their kids how to have abortions and anal sex at age 5. Holy Toledo. Now the president's a dictator on immigration, military, Obamacare. He just does whatever he wants. Put up with anything from these criminals. I remember when the Violence Policy Center was in the paper and said, it doesn't matter what Alex Jones does with the Second Amendment. We've got your kids, and we're teaching them to ban guns. They actually said in the cover of the newspaper in Metro and State, we've got your kids! Ah, ha, 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 ha! Well, you can go to hell, you stinking control freaks! Man, it makes me mad. See, I said, it's good that I've been in a good mood today. Now I watch this video, and it's just that, come look, do whatever I want. You don't come in our little government nest where we got your kitties in here. Let's go back to the tape.
Here's a TCA code. School is out. My children are being given to me. When school is out.
It don't say when. But They will give you your child, but it doesn't say when.
Back that up 20 seconds. That is incredible. I can see that cop like a predator creeping in on that dad. And he's explaining to him, here's the law. And the cop, the law in Tennessee, that's Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way, where we're on the radio, multiple stations. Wasn't it just Tennessee where they shot up the minivan? I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. And the school's out. They won't give them his kids. They make you wait like 30 minutes now, doling them out the way they want. And it's just going to be more and more. It's about your kids belong to the state. I mean, I had the National Gun Group say, we got your kids, literally, in the paper. They are filth, man. Let's go back to the cop who's there preparing the kids to go to prison. You know, that's all the schools are, is prisons. Let's go back to him grabbing the dad. And the guy was smart.
They have. They will give you your child, but it doesn't say when.
Pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. Under our system, we might keep them 100 years. It don't say when you ever get them back. They're going to make good workers later in the prisons. You don't say when you get your kid, boy. Let's go back to it. Here it is.
Pause again.
And now, slave. The guy's like, excuse me, trying to talk to him. And he's like, no, slave. You're here to provide the paycheck and children for the state like North Korea. You don't shut your mouth, boy. Let me show you who the boss is, bud. You don't. don't get, you get your kid back when I won't, because it ain't your kid. Let's go back to it right now. Go ahead and play it.
School is out. It don't say when, but they will give you your child, but it doesn't say when.
Tennessee state law says within a reasonable amount of time that is 15
years. Put your minds back.
Okay, no problem. Open yourself up for a lawsuit.
I'm not standing here arguing views.
That's
been disorderly.
Get Foss. Back up a little bit. He's like, I don't care. We'll just get it off the taxpayers. I get promoted. Your kid belongs to me. Let's finish the tape.
Now that
Tennessee state law says within a reasonable amount of time that is 15
years. Put your minds back.
Okay, no problem. Open yourself up for a lawsuit.
I'm not standing here arguing views.
That's fine.
It's been disorderly.
That is fine with me. Call Honda Church. Ambush Bruce.
By the way, that dad's been doing this for months, trying to get his kids. They'll keep him like 30, 40 minutes and make him walk through traffic right there. He's tried to get it changed, so he brought a camera in and documented all this. And again, they make a law where the kids are in air custody as long as they want after school. So he's pointing it out. So we'll just get the Tennessee law changed. That's how this works. This video will result in that law being repealed when the legislature's back in session. You can bet your bottom dollar. And that's why we're going to Dallas to reclaim the First Amendment, because you're not taking any of our rights, you degenerate control freaks. Oh, my God, this video makes me so angry.
There you go.
Make sure you get the
235-250.
Hold on.
Just call period.
What the hell, officer?
Officers. They're not officers. They're like servants of evil.
That's correct.
That's correct. I'm a bureaucrat.
I can't hold the camera and do everything one time.
Do whatever I want to.
Oh, look, you'll get your camera.
I don't feel comfortable with the camera.
You guys notice I can do this accent perfectly because that's how folks talk in East Texas. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. He has, sometimes it's a half an hour. He has a special needs daughter, I would guess, from the vaccines. They hold her an hour and a half crying in front of her peers and not allowed to call him. So that's what it comes down to. They have just been hammering this guy. And you notice the cop's like, we'll give him back whatever the hell we feel like, you piece of crap. What do you think this is, America? I love it. I love the tyranny, don't you? Let's talk to Mike and Mass. You're on the air, evil one. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm pretty angry after I watched that video again.
Well, I just had a couple comments on Kennedy and the Federal Reserve. I do have a pretty wild idea where we can stir up some the establishment and generate more awareness about the Federal Reserve. But just real quick, with Kennedy, I honestly believe regardless who did it, whether it was criminal elements within the CIA or military-industrial complex or LBJ, I really honestly believe that the order probably came from within the Federal Reserve. I mean, if you look at history...
No, I know. He signed an executive order to begin phasing it out. And he had been a hawk, but he found it was all a fraud. They were funding the communists, so he got out of that. He said no to staging terror attacks to bring in martial law. That's why we're protesting. Federal Reserve, 8 o'clock tonight at Pearl Street, downtown Dallas. Be there.
It just seems to me until we can turn off the Federal Reserve's faucet, which, you know, obviously brings us wars, inflation, a police state.
They just had a big Federal Reserve insider come out last week and say, I apologize, this is designed to transfer wealth to offshore banks. We're destroying America. This is a total, no. I mean, why not? They have a foreign tax to foreign banks and offshore banks with old bozo care. I mean, what do people expect?
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this would be a possibility with pooling all your resources, all your listeners, Facebook people, YouTube watchers, and also the general public that's now waking up more and more? Do you think it would be beneficial to have a million-man march onto the Federal Reserve?
Well, I mean, I've been part of national marches on all of their 50 head branches and hundreds of sub-branches, and each time the media covers it, it ends up being a national issue to identify them as the shadow government, and that puts pressure on the bad elements of it, because there are some people that work there that are higher level that don't want to destroy America, who bought into its official mission that's not its real mission. They've had the head of the Dallas Fed say we're under tyranny and they're destroying America. They've had the Kansas City Fed do it. Those are the two, sounds like my show and the stuff they've been issuing. Because, I mean, it's not all evil people, but it's evil at the top. And so, yes, I think we should all have in the Fed rallies all the time. And we should push for a big one, maybe coming up sometime in January or something, so we have a few months to promote it. You know, doing this impromptu real quick, you know, I don't know, we just need 300 people to show up tonight. They each get 100 flyers to hand them out so folks know there's a violation of free speech and what's happening with Kennedy, and so they know how to tune into my radio show tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, Friday, so Thursday and Friday, the next 2 days, so people know the truth and can hear us broadcasting down there live. And again, it'll get the corporate media will definitely respond. They're already responding because they still think they're in charge, so they'll want to attack me. And so that's an arena that I will proudly step into and absolutely slash them to pieces with the truth. So I'm looking forward to absolutely gutting them on their own propaganda big time. And their attacks on free speech only energizes our operation. I'm afraid the people will be there when the establishment pimps arrive. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Follow all the JFK coverage at Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a total commitment in Dallas of our reporters and resources to defend the First Amendment. It's not even about JFK being executed. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing a segment live at the Grassy Knoll with Robert Groden, one of the top JFK researchers in the country and the world, the guy that got out the real photos and the Zapruder film, because he was over that at Time Life Books and saw it just days after it happened. He joins us now. We got 5 minutes left in this segment. Mr. Grodin, thank you for joining us. John Bowne, go ahead and get him now to speak about what he thinks of this 50th anniversary and other key points. Go ahead.
Well, here we are 50 years after the event, and we're here in Dealey Plaza. A lot of people here, amazingly, and something that will not go away, thank goodness. But I'm here every weekend, not just now. People do come 52 weeks a year. They want to know the truth. They know they're not getting it up for the 6-4 exam. I will be here as long as I'm still breathing. And, people do come from literally all over the world.
All right. Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. That's good. Yeah, they're just having some mic issues there. We'll do the next segment in overdrive if they'll go to the actual external mic, not the internal on the phone. If they do that, we'll be able to do the interview. Again, trying to work out this technology. When the reporters all get back, I'm going to do daily drills because I wanted to have these live reporters. I did this 6 years ago at the DNC with Skype like this, and it worked great. I'm going to have drills just on this because it's real simple. Then we always add tech, and then it becomes an issue. But I'm going to get this Grodin interview in one way or the other here today. I've got to get in the car and go up to Dallas. I'm going to be the reporting myself on the ground. So that's coming. And we'll definitely be documenting everything. Briefly here, folks, we are funding ourselves with high-quality T-shirts, other apparel products, great films, informative books, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, just the best out there. Amazing what it's done for me and my family. What it does, detoxifying the fluoride, the thyroid, all of it, the increased radiation levels, helps mitigate some of that according to all the research that's out there. Find out more at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a promo video breaking down some of the facts there on the site and a lot more at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139, and we can't run this much longer because we're victims of our own success. It'll all sell out. We've got ProPure, entire family of stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow away the competition. We have the entire family, all of them, 20% off with promo code WATER20. Normally, you get 10% off with the promo code WATER. It's WATER20 or 2.0, but just WATER20, 20% off, the already lowest price anywhere, on the Pro One Pro Pure family of water filtration systems. So again, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to find that, or InfoWarsLife.com to find the Nascent Iodine. We have InfoWarsHealth.com for all the other big family of high quality longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com. And we're not like MSNBC, who got stimulus money along with corporate bailout money through their groups above them. They're a subsidiary of some big banks. We're not like NPR that gets hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. We're funded by you supporting us and supporting our local AM and FM affiliates. So please, if you believe in liberty and freedom and the First Amendment and all these attempts to censor Liberty Media, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about them. Support them. Become sponsors or support the sponsors that you hear on air. It's absolutely imperative. Liberty is gaining ground because tyranny is so open now. But we need to intensify. I mean, I've got Forbes right here. Obama's disdain for the Constitution means we risk losing our republic, and admits he's acting as a dictator 360 degrees. I mean, we now have a dictator in his act.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.